presents this unabridged recording of Red Zone, China's Challenge and Australia's Future. Written and read by Peter Harcher.
Malcolm Turnbull was troubled. The Prime Minister was considering banning Huawei, one of China's great companies and national champions, from the Australian continent. The telecommunications equipment maker also happened to be the biggest in the world in its industry, bigger than its US and Japanese rivals put together. Several countries had talked about banning it, but none had. The flagship company was to become an international acid test of nations' trust in China. Australia was about to start building its 5G or fifth generation Wi-Fi network. Much more than a phone system with faster internet, 5G would enable the Internet of Things. Could Huawei be trusted to supply the country's central nervous system for a generation? Turnbull didn't think so. "One thing you know," he said to me, "if the Chinese Communist Party called on Huawei to act against Australia's interests, it would have to do it. Huawei says, 'Oh no, we would refuse.' That's laughable. They would have no option but to comply." But the consequences of a ban? Turnbull knew that Beijing would seek to punish Australia. Of course, China allows no foreign firms to build its 5G network, but Beijing is not about reciprocity, it's about dominance. Xi Jinping had made it his personal mission to place Huawei at the center of the global internet. He would later tell the US President, Donald Trump, that a ban on Huawei would, quote, "harm the overall bilateral relationship," according to Trump's former National Security Advisor, John Bolton. It was a remarkable elevation. Xi Jinping was putting the interests of one Chinese company at the center of the world's most consequential great power relationship. It was, evidently, an extraordinary priority for China. Turnbull sought a middle path. Was there a way to accept Huawei into the system and somehow manage the risk? That's what Britain had done with Huawei in its 4G network. Turnbull's history showed no inherent hostility to the Chinese company. When Julia Gillard's Labour government banned Huawei in 2012 from supplying gear to the new national broadband network, Turnbull, as the shadow communications minister, promised to review the ban once in government. The Liberals ended up continuing Gillard's ban, but now Huawei and the Beijing government was pressing to enter the next frontier. Turnbull spent months researching, talking to Trump and other leaders in late 2017 and early 2018. He repeatedly turned to Australia's top secret electronic spy agency, the Australian Signals Directorate, equivalent to the US National Security Agency, for an expert verdict. Turnbull tells me, "I went back and forth with Mike Burgess, the then head of the directorate and now ASIO's Director General of Security, pressing him to find an effective means of mitigating the risk." Says Turnbull, "I would have preferred to have all the vendors available in Australia, but not at the expense of security." Burgess did come up with some mitigation measures. He and the Australian Signals Directory experts compiled a spreadsheet filled with hundreds of them. "We gave it a good red-hot go," a senior intelligence official involved in the process told me in an interview, but there was a catch.